Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. CSU and UC students all over the state staged rallies, marches, and sit-ins yesterday to protest the banking industry's role in sparking the recession that led to budget cuts in higher education. John Stalin, a PhD student in geography at UC Berkeley, summed it up this way.
There's a crisis in public education in the state of California, and the regents do not represent our interests. They manage the University of California system like a business, not like the mission of education.
While many of the events were peaceful, campus police at UC Berkeley got into it with students who wanted to set up an Occupy Cal camp as the day wore on. At midnight, there were about 1,500 people. Police moved on them with batons. The arrest count has not been confirmed yet, but the Daily Californian put it at 39 last night. 12 UCLA students were arrested after they sat down at the intersection of Westwood and Wilshire Boulevards and refused to move for about an hour. The result was an epic traffic snarl. The next push is scheduled for Saturday, when Operation Cash Back is urging students to rally for student debt reform. Law enforcement officials have long suspected Mexican gangs are behind the surge in illegal pot production in California. But between the land masses involved and budget cuts at all levels of government, park rangers, fish and wildlife wardens and the like are simply no match for the threat. Congressman Mike Thompson of St. Helena wants to enlist the aid of federal intelligence agencies. He wrote a provision and got it tucked into an appropriations bill moving on Capitol Hill that would call on the Director of National Intelligence to consider the idea.
Foreign criminals, about which we know little, are coming into our country. They're growing an illegal commodity. We don't know what they're doing with the money. They're ruining our national resources, and they're putting our citizens at risk.
What kind of assistance is he thinking of? Unclassified satellite imagery of public lands, for a start. The House approved the bill in question in September. It's now before the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. This week, ahead of Veterans Day, the White House honored a San Diego program called Reboot. It's a kind of reverse boot camp for veterans, designed to help them reintegrate back into civilian life. And the White House thinks Reboot could serve as a model for programs around the nation. Allison St. John of KPBS has more.
Leaving the military and returning to civilian life is a major transition. It's a cultural shift. Before Otto de la Cruz graduated from the Reboot program, he was facing a lot of fear.
Security for yourself, for your family. The Navy's provided that for myself for 20 years. So pretty much I knew I was getting a paycheck, medical care, and things of that nature. So security for my family and myself were a big issue.
Crystal Christian served as a military policewoman in the Navy for 4 years. She says military boot camp drummed her into obedience. She says she needed to reprogram her mind once she got out.
Once you're in the military, you have to follow orders. Orders are the most important things. And being out of the military, you don't have those orders. You kind of have to figure out what you need to do.
All right, good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
I'd like to welcome all of you for being here. Our role and our goal is to enhance your transition or your reintegration back into your civilian life.
More than 360 people have gone through the three-week Reboot workshop since they began last year.
Let's talk about fears. We all have them. So let's talk about it. What are some of your fears? Yes?
Being homeless.
Yeah, being homeless. Thank you.
The 2 dozen participants gradually open up as their fears are listed on a big pad of paper at the front of the classroom.
Okay. What are your strengths as a service member? Strengths.
Adaptability.
Adaptability, and I heard discipline also.
Reboot is not a counseling program, but rather a workshop to help participants revision their lives. It's run by a private nonprofit. The $2,000 cost of the workshop for each participant has been covered so far by donations, but funding is an ongoing challenge. Co-founder Maurice Wilson is a veteran himself. He says it's important to get service members early. The participants here are still on active duty, but about to leave the military.
The best way to do this is what we call prevention and intervention. Prevention says get them before they get out of the service and help them reboot their brains, reboot their culture, their belief system, so they can go out and be successful versus after they've been out. And you can still do it after they've been out, but it's much, much more effective to reboot them before they get out of the service.
Wilson is passionate about helping service members leave their mental battle scars behind and forge a new mission for themselves.
The first week focuses on controlling thoughts, how to manage them, you know, how to create a new set of beliefs, you know, how to turn off those unwanted images inside their head, and then refocus their energy on success.
The success they're aiming for is not just about finding a new career. It's also about the challenges to family relationships when someone leaves the military. Otto and Osiris de la Cruz have been married 11 years. Osiris was a devoted Navy wife and mother, but when her husband told her he was retiring, she was panicked and depressed.
For 11 years, all my attention was to him, what he needed, my kids also, of course. But next deployment, we're going to prepare for deployment, his workouts, what is he going to need, what is he going to do.
Otto de la Cruz says Reboot gave him a new confidence and clear goals about what he wants from life. He landed a good job as a facilities manager in San Diego. To help his wife break through her fears, he encouraged her to go through Reboot too.
Your confidence changed significantly. I saw you kind of go back to the person that you were when I first met you. You know, I understood that the struggles of military life took a toll on you, having to raise three kids, sometimes by yourself. I knew that wasn't very easy, and you kind of lost sight of yourself. And in doing that, you know, it got to the point where I almost didn't recognize you. And I think Reboot actually, in many ways, saved our marriage.
Right after graduating from Reboot, I got a job. I went to an interview, took that job at the Alvarado Hospital, and I'm there, and it's very exciting because we're starting all over again, and we're starting together.
87% of Reboot graduates have either found a job or gone back to school. The White House has recognized the workshops as a national model, but the program hopes the next step will be federal funding. For the California Report, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Thursday, November 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report. Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.